obsessive phone call close. "It's your great-grandmother," her father said seriously.
"Is she..."
Sydney gulped. She couldn't say the word. Her father shook his head and a couple snowflakes fell to the ground. "Not yet, but soon. Your mother sent me to get you. She and Wyatt are already out there, but your great-grandma's asking for you." Sydney gulped down her sobs of grief as she nodded her head.
"I'll meet you there."
"I'm sorry, Sid. I know how close you are to her." "Can you drive?" her father asked. The ironic thing was that her father looked even closer to breaking down.
"I can. It's only a couple minutes away."
Her father grimaced and turned to head to his car. "I'll follow. Take it easy. The roads are slick."
"Yes, Dad,"
Sydney muttered as the first tear fell. Great-grandma was also known as Mrs. Ruth Wyatt. She and her husband Buford had been married for over 65 years before he had passed away 9 years earlier. But Great-grandma had declared herself a tough old broad and had managed to run a massive horse farm, continued investing the family's assets, and even found time to meddle in her granddaughter's and great-granddaughter's lives. Ruth Wyatt was of an undeterminable age. She had hidden it so well that Sydney didn't even know in which decade she had been born. But based on her long flowing dresses, big hats, white face powder, and bright red lipstick, Sydney guessed her prime came during the Roaring Twenties. Great-grandma was tough in the perfect southern genteel way of times gone by. Wyatt, Sydney's younger brother, bore those same manners, as did her mother. Poor Mom. Great-grandma had raised Sydney's mother, Caitlin, after her own mother had abandoned Caitlin at a young age. And when her father, Marshall, came into the picture, they mutually adopted each other. Great-grandma loved them as if they were her own children. Sid's father and mother adored her for it. Sydney passed the hibernating crop fields and cows and pastures with steam coming from their noses, finally arriving at the tree-lined drive of Wyatt Farm. She pressed the opener in her car for the large, scrolled wrought-iron gate. Inside, on top of a hill, stood Wyatt Estate, which had been in the family since 1785 and was her great-grandfather's heritage. It had started as a small cabin, but expanded in the beginning of the 1800s. The white Federal-style house came into view, and Sydney pulled to a stop next to her brother's truck. Her father pulled in behind her and, without saying anything, took her hand in his as they walked silently inside. 3 years before, Sydney's father and mother converted a downstairs sitting room into a bedroom for Great-grandma, so she wouldn't have to climb stairs. Her father squeezed Sid's hand as they approached the room. Sydney heard her mother's trembling voice as they neared, followed by the elderly woman's frail voice.
"Dear, I'm so proud of you. Proud that you are more than your mother's sad legacy. And proud of you for giving me the great honor of making up for my failure at raising her by raising you. I'm proud of you for making your own way in the world. For coming home and making sure every day of my life was filled with happiness as I watched you develop into a town leader, not to mention the best veterinarian and mom the town has ever seen. You married a fine young man, too, even if he couldn't keep his clothes on in the house."
Her great-grandmother coughed as she laughed. Sid's father took his hand from hers to swipe at the tears in his eyes, as Sid looked questioningly at him.
"I want you to do me a favor. I want to be buried in the dress I wore to your wedding. It was Buford's favorite. And have Paige make me a new hat to go with it. Something bright and happy, for I'm going to see my love again."
Sydney put her fist to her mouth to stop the cry that was choking her throat for escape. Her father used the back of his hands to wipe his eyes before he slowly opened the partially ajar door. Her great-grandmother looked so small on the bed, propped up with a mountain of pillows behind her. Sydney's mother was in tears as she gripped the dying woman's hand. Wyatt stood quietly behind his mother with his hand on her shoulder in a silent show of support.
"Ah, there's my boy now. And Sydney, dear."
Mrs. Wyatt smiled weakly before coughing again. Sydney rushed forward and took the seat next to her mother.
"I'm glad you're all here. There are things I need to say to all of you. I've already